ceremony in Juba today celebrates the signing of the revitalised peace agreement and is a fresh opportunity for all parties to demonstrate their commitment to ending the conflict and building durable peace in South Sudan. I'm pleased that the parties who have been divided by the violent struggle for power have come together in a sign of unity. This sends a strong message to their people that they are genuinely committed to the peace agreement and ending the suffering. The signing of the agreement laid the foundations for peace. Progress has been made, but there's still much to be agreed and done. Building trust and confidence between the parties, as well as with the people of South Sudan, is the biggest challenge ahead. The United Nations is committed to working as a partner in the peace process by using our resources right across the country to assist with reconciliation and peace building. I'd like to pay a special tribute to regional leaders, particularly those from IGAD, who played such a crucial role in securing the peace agreement and continue to champion its full implementation. In 2011, the citizens of South Sudan celebrated their historic achievement of independence and recognition as the world's newest nation. The hopes and dreams of that moment were lost in the outbreak of civil war which ravaged the country for 5 years. Today's ceremony is a chance for the leaders of South Sudan to restore hope in their country and their future.